The beauty of flowers, the diversity in their exquisiteness and expression, the connection we make in our coming together. Here at Star King Church, excuse me, we always devote a spring Sunday to this unique ceremony. Yet long before the time that I arrived here, that particular Sunday set aside for the celebration of our flower communion has been Easter Sunday. In some congregations across the country, the flower communion is observed on the first or the second Sunday in June as sort of a liturgical celebration to close the church year. Some liturgical religious leaders of our tradition suggest celebrating this most major Christian holiday, Easter, on its own, not as a mashup of a special Unitarian celebration, but rather taking the time and space to consider what the Easter holiday means to us as Unitarian Universalists who have come from Christian and Jewish traditions and now living as sort of post-Christians in the 21st century. Okay, well, this is a valid suggestion. Certainly the most symbolic and complex Christian theological concept and statement needs a bit of unpacking, just as we would expect for our other major holidays of the world. Yet we tend to get agitated and prickly with the many meanings and symbols of Easter, of the crucifixion that leads us to this day, with the resurrection and the suggestion by many Christian observers that God would have given his son to a death this cruel and unjust way, even if it was going to save the world. So many get caught on literal interpretations of complex stories. We could spend our entire Sunday in discussion of the various interpretations and expressions of Easter and Christ's place. We could take the day with stories of how past understandings have led us each to this place. Or we could each get in the box and come out and see if we feel different or if we're still there. So maybe it makes sense, more sense, to us as Unitarians and Universalists, both traditions that came out of the Christian tradition, but who have been innovators and examiners of those traditions, to find a way to celebrate rebirth, renewal, and transformation, to consider the uncomfortable notion of resurrection in the many ways that each of us understand and feel God or not, but maybe through the beauty of nature, through flowers and their diversity. Maybe we need to remember the life and death of Jesus by remembering the model of the kind of life that Norbert Chopek led. His living as an honest and forthright person, a justice-seeking person, someone ready to stand up to the powers of evil in his day, not shirking from political powers, but standing up to them. Maybe we can see how Chopek's death at the hand of the Nazis had some kind of similarities to the death of Jesus at the hands of the Roman occupation. Maybe we can see that our celebration of the flower communion on Easter Sunday is the perfect time given the Northern California climate, unlike many places in the country, is already blossoming and rich with all of the colors of the flowers. Maybe we can feel springtime in Northern California as similar in climate to a springtime in Israel, especially this year after we have observed a warm and rosy moon and lunar eclipse. It's a time to express gratitude of how our coming together in diversity enriches one another, where we imagine the possibilities of a new future with joy and with some sorrow too, but a future filled with infinite possibility. As vulnerable as it makes us, maybe we can accept the disturbing notion of resurrection as a whole new opportunity for new life for us. The year ahead will be broken open for you to discover its joy. Let us close with the poetry of the day. This from James Broughton, who says, "Shake out your qualms, shake up your dreams, deepen your roots, extend your branches, trust deep water, and head for the open, even if your vision shipwrecks you. Quit your addiction to sneer and complain. Open a lookout. Dance on a brink. Run with your wildfire. You are closer to glory, leaping an abyss, than upholstering a rut. Not dawdling, not doubting. Intrepid all the way. Walk toward clarity. At every crossroad, be prepared to bump into wonder. Only love prevails. En route to disaster, insist on canticles. Lift your ineffable out of the mundane. Nothing perishes, nothing survives. Everything transforms. Honeymoon with big joy. May it be so. Blessed be, and amen.